Hey, it's Eric G. Around the House is sponsored by Baldwin Hardware. For 75 years, Baldwin Hardware has been known for its first-class quality and craftsmanship in door and cabinetry hardware. As an alumnus of the Baldwin Hardware Design Council, I can say I have seen the details and quality from design to the finished product. If you're looking for a new style and old-world craftsmanship, I can tell you there is only one Baldwin Hardware. Check out what would look great in your home at baldwinhardware.com.
You on the radio, yeah.
Get on the radio. Welcome back to Around the House with Eric G. This is where we talk home improvement every single weekend. Thanks for joining us. This is the midweek special. This is where we talk about stuff that, didn't make it into last week's show. Probably won't make it into this next week's show. And we're going to give you some good little tips right now because we are right smack dab in the middle of the Christmas holiday season. As you've been listening on the show, I've been working, doing the radio thing as well as working on my own place, and I am jamming on that right now. So there's a lot going on, which leaves us a lot of content as well. And there's going to be a lot of video coming up, so stay tuned for all that, as well as jump over to Facebook, Around the House with Eric G, and Around the House Nation, where we share lots of project photos. And you can catch it out over there. Now, one thing I wanted to talk about today, and this is kind of something that's always on the news, is all of these porch pirates out there stealing things. You know, maybe it's your Amazon delivery, maybe it's the UPS, FedEx driver, all that stuff. I think the only thing that's safe is your wine shipment because you have to have an adult sign for it. Other than that, it's kind of fair game out there, and I see some areas having some big problems with it. As well as there are some local municipalities out there, local police departments that are doing stings as well. So I'm watching that on the news, and that's been more than interesting. Well, I did find one solution, which might be a little controversial, but I think it's a good one out there. Chamberlain Garage Door Openers has a garage door opener that you mount in your garage, just like any other garage door opener. I'm going to be doing a segment on this coming up for More Good Day Oregon. Now, here's the cool thing with it. One, it gives you all the Bluetooth controls and everything else that you can do to control your garage door opener. But the thing I do like is that you can have Amazon control it. So if you are a Amazon Prime member, your Amazon driver in many areas, not all areas, but in many areas, can actually open that garage door up enough to slide a package underneath it. And then it'll close it. And that gives them access into your garage to put a package. And so those packages will always be safe inside the garage. So thus eliminating any need for porch pirates. So that's one easy way to do it. And there are ways to do that with their other controls as well. They do have a lesser expensive option with their controller that you can get, which is about $30 on average out there that you can do the same thing. So check out Chamberlain Garage Door Openers. They have a great way to go as far as, well, getting into stopping these porch pirates. Other things I want to do, I want you to, maybe get a Ring doorbell, get some kind of video surveillance. You know, make it obvious. Put the sticker up that says you've got the Ring. Make sure that people can see that you've got a video system up there because nobody wants to draw attention to themselves. Second of all, make sure you get those things off the porch as quick as possible. You know, you can always do, if you're in a bad area, you can do pickups. You can pick up in Amazon lockers, or you can have things delivered to your work as well. But right now, it's that time of year where I think is the prime hunting season for porch pirates. So I think a couple things you can do that help when it comes to landscaping, for instance. If you make it so people walk up the driveway and have to walk through a gate, get in, it makes them even more likely to dodge your house. And if they've got dogs, you know, if you've got signs that you've got dogs, all those kind of things help distract a little bit from people because they don't want to bring attention to themselves. And most importantly, they don't want to get caught. So these are things that you can do. Make sure you get those things off the porch. And then landscaping as well. Make sure that you've got kind of an open area where your porch is. Some people have kind of what I'd call areas that hide the front door. And I think that's its own security risk. You know, when you pull up to your house at night, I want you to have a clear view to your front door. When you pull up, there is absolutely no place for people to hide. One, it keeps from muggings. Two, it also keeps people from, hanging around that door and trying to break in. It makes it so it's very obvious for people. So make sure that those bushes are trimmed, all that landscaping is back. Make sure that they've got a clear, unobstructed view to your front door. And that makes a big difference on keeping people from doing what they're not supposed to be doing. The other thing you can do is outdoor lighting. Many times that these things get, you know, stolen evenings, mornings, whenever this stuff gets delivered. I got stuff delivered the other night after I went to bed. It was that late that they dropped stuff off. Guess what? That's kind of a problem because now you got something sitting on your porch all night long. So make sure you've got great landscape lighting, that the front of your house is lit up so anybody in the neighborhood can see who's coming up to your front door. I know it's obnoxious sometimes, but a well-lit space is going to keep people away from it. If somebody can walk by and you got a little tiny dim porch light and it's really easy to get up there and kind of hide and get that and throw it in a backpack and move on, you are much more likely to be a victim of that kind of thing. Now, there are different people out there that sell boxes and things like that that you can put on your front porch for dropping in packages. And, you know, those are a good option as well. But if you can keep it where people, one, will move down the street. Two, if that driver can put it under your garage door or in your trunk of your car or someplace that is secure, you're going to be a lot better off. Well, coming up this weekend on Around the House, we've got a busy show ahead. We got a lot of different subjects we're going to be talking about. Going to be talking about DIY refinishing of hardwood floors, some things to take into account, different types of finishes, things to think about, because there are so many different things out there that make this a complex project. Maybe it's best left for the professionals, but if you're going to tackle it, we're going to talk about that, as well as we dive into some energy saving construction tips. And then we're going to talk about the Casito wireless system that Lutron makes for controlling your lights and fans and everything else and lamps within your house using an Alexa. Maybe it's your Siri or your Google device. And we're going to talk a little bit of home technology as well. And I want you to take a listen to that. I think we've got a lot of fun stuff ahead in this show. And more importantly, if you want to be in part of the show, give us a call. In the 24/7 studio line, 503-521-7072. 503-521-7072. All right, everybody, have a great week. I will see you on Saturday in most markets, even in Portland. On our second show, we'll air from midnight to 2 a.m. in the follow-up Best of show, which is the show that runs after ours during Saturday on noon to 2 in Portland and all over the Envision Radio Network. Smart Talk Radio Network. We've got a lot going on out there. Thanks for listening, everybody. I'll see you this weekend.
Hey, it's Eric G from Around the House. Are you planning a decking or siding project this year? If you are, you've got to check out my friends at Millboard. Millboard is a completely different kind of composite decking and cladding that enhances outdoor spaces with enduring distinction. Hand molded from the finest oak, it realistically mimics the natural grain and color of premium hardwood. If you're looking for something that doesn't look like plastic and instead real wood, check out Millboard.com. Make sure and check out that interview we did just a few weeks back. That's Millboard.com.